You're listening to Live Notes with Larissa, a podcast that dives into the worlds of fine arts industry professionals. After years of working in the music industry as an arts administrator and musician, I have gained many friendships and insider knowledge about the inner workings of the arts. Join me as I sit down with guests from many different backgrounds. We will learn more about their careers, their passions, and the importance of the arts in today's culture. Some of my talks will include deep conversations with musicians, performers, educators, composers, conductors, visual artists, and arts managers. The arts bring us joy, help us to express ourselves, and voice societal truths that go beyond words. As a classically trained violinist with a master's degree in arts administration, I have met many individuals who contribute to these performing arts in different capacities. Join me as we take a deep dive into the world of the arts and talk with the creators who make it all happen. Connect with me on Instagram at larissa.fall and learn more at my website, larissafall.com. Happy listening! This episode features Ivan Labra, a native-born Grand Rapidian from Michigan, who is a current digital entrepreneur running a startup media business called Laboratory Media. Ivan currently attends college at Grand Rapids Community College and is finishing his degree in business administration. Ivan was also a former intern of mine for the Grand Rapids Symphony under the operations and production team, and he was a former Mosaic Scholar within the Symphony's Gateway to Music programs. This interview was held live on Instagram Monday, November 23rd at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, Ivan, thank you so much for being a guest on my podcast, Live Notes with Larissa. You are the season opener of my second season of my podcast, which is very exciting. So, Ivan, why don't you just introduce yourself? You're a digital entrepreneur. Can you tell my viewers what you're all about and how you got to where you are?
Yes. So my name's Ivan. I'm 21 years old, and I was born and raised here in Grand Rapids. I currently attend GRCC, and I'm studying business administration. So my career is kind of like, basically digital entrepreneurship, but I feel like it's just more than that. I'd say more like a digital creator. I like to like help other people create content. So either it's photography, videos, or anything that we can just like collaborate and just work on as a project, kind of to help them in a way, kind of just market themselves. Yeah, stuff like that. So it's
And I have so many questions for you, but before we get into those, I wanted to just let everyone know that you and I met through the Mosaic Scholarship Program at the Grand Rapids Symphony. So I work for the Grand Rapids Symphony, and I manage the Mosaic Scholarship Program currently. And Ivan was one of the Mosaic Scholars. He played the French horn. So he's a musician, and he is talented and dedicated. He's a great student. And then Ivan, after completing his his high school scholarship opportunity, I actually had him as my intern at the Grand Rapids Symphony as part of our production and operation team. And Ivan was just such a crucial member for some of the programs we did in the summer with Picnic Pops. And Ivan is such a dedicated worker. He's just always going above and beyond, really personable. So Ivan, after introducing that side of you, I do have another question about how do you think your musical experiences being a musician has informed or given you certain skills along with your current route of business administration in this digital entrepreneurship? So how did music and business combine to help you with what you're doing right now?
Yeah, I feel like it's helped a lot understand like my own skill set and like weaknesses and strengths. So I learned a lot with having consistency and patience a lot. So with the consistency part, I just always like practicing or just keep having a repetition, whatever I'm doing, either if it's like I'm doing photography work, videos, practicing with like my instruments, or even in business side. I haven't done a lot with the, like with the course with consistency in business, but yeah, that's what I learned. But specifically patience has been a huge thing. Either if something hasn't worked out, that's been totally fine because I took that chance of knowing if I like kind of like this part of a career. So for example, finances, kind of didn't like that very much. Just learning about it in school or just going into asking people with their experiences. Mm-hmm. So yeah, just having a lot of patience has helped. And also having huge perspective, always asking people's thoughts, opinions, even like yours, and having like mentorship from other people, which has kind of helped a lot me to grow as a person and finding like just the right, I guess, a road to finding what I like to do in a way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can definitely, yeah. Music and your music lessons with the scholarship, it did mm-hmm. require a lot of patience to learn a piece mm-hmm. of music, constantly repeat it. Like you're talking about the repetition of learning mm-hmm. a new skill set, repeating something, going to a private teacher, asking for their advice on it. And it sounds mm-hmm. like those skills of the repetition, the hard work, the dedication, and the patience for learning that through a process of time and being patient mm-hmm. with yourself as a musician, it sounds like that has translated into your current business ventures mm-hmm. and your entrepreneurial side of what you're doing with it's mainly photography, right?
Yes, that's how I kind of started with. But mostly I'm more interested in video. So okay. like video, films, documentary. I've always had a passion for that, even going through when I was younger. I love watching movies. So if it's any type of genre or just either any type of like just video content, I like to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of inspired me. Like, what could I do kind of to share my experiences, storytelling to the world, have just type of good content that kind of like probably it's humor or just like storytelling, any type of thing like that. So yeah, I like more video and film more than photography, which I started photography just to kind of build up knowing the knowledge of like the tools I'm using mm-hmm. and just having that eye of like just like eyesight if I'm taking pictures or just basically mm-hmm. something like so I'm starting with that. So just transitioning to video. If you've seen my pages lately of doing like vlogs, I kind of want to do like docu-series. Maybe it's a very funny thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you as well, if you don't know, so Ivan, his business, can you tell us your business name and where people can find you on Instagram or
It's on Facebook? Instagram, Facebook. I just made a LinkedIn page, which is good because that's a good way to have a more organic outreach, more of a professional way. So as you can see, my name is Laboratory Media. At first, it was Laboratory for Photography. That's because I was just focused on photography. Over time, I changed it with videos because they're just more diverse. So it's Laboratory Media. And so if you can see, I purposely misspelled Laboratory. And actually fitted my name in there. LABRA is my last name, Labra, just to have like kind of, it's basically my thing. So perfectly misspelled it, but Laboratory and stuff like that. Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. And for those of my viewers or listeners who will listen to this later on just the podcast, can you spell out the name?
Yeah. So LABRA is my last name. With Laboratory, so labratory.media. So
awesome. So Ivan, I had a few people submit questions for you specifically. You kind of answered one already. But one person kind of expounded upon my question for you previously, and it was from Podcast Gal, and she asked, she asked, how does your experience with music and your photography venture intersect?
Say that one more time. Just have it in my mind again.
Yeah.
Say it one more
time. How does your experience with music and photography intersect? And I kind of asked you that.
Yeah. So what I liked about being in music, especially in the Mosaic Part program, and also doing photography, it's having that sense of you're creating and you're just trying to create, probably it's an art piece or a picture. So that kind of feeds me and fuels me with motivation of knowing like I have a lot of potential doing other stuff, or if it's just working with other people. Just, yeah, that creative aspect is, I've enjoyed a lot doing it. I don't know. It's been a fuel. So it's been a great like motivation just to keep going, moving forward, working with other people. And yeah, so just that creative aspect, I enjoyed a lot.
And another Coupon-y Life asked, what got you interested in photography?
Yeah, so like I said earlier, it really wasn't photography. It was more into like video and film. The reason why I started off into photography was just to learn the basics of like just like the small tools I needed. So, and a camera, understand like ISO, shutter speed, aperture. So knowing those like aspect of photography, when I move forward to video and stuff, I'll understand more of how to use that. And it'd be just an easy process with the transition going into more video and film. So when I do like post edit, like either if it's a picture or video, I can just understand it, everything. It's easier process just to edit and everything. So
And then the last, I'll put the last viewer question that we've gotten so far out to you. It's from Juan E. Cisneros, and he asked, how do you get past your insecurities when pursuing your dreams?
It can be tough sometimes when even having, I know everybody has insecurity, so my mindset is always just try to remain calm, but also just stay happy. No one's ever perfect, so just always doing your best. For me, I understand my weaknesses and stuff, but if I just like always focus on that, I'm not really focusing on what I'm doing as my work or what am I doing for others. So having just the mindset of it's just going to be okay, but you can also fix it, and it's a learning curve. So learning that from yourself, better understands who you are, you'll be more self-aware. So over time, learned a lot of things about myself, where I've learned what can I do, and just grow from that.
Yeah. And Ivan, I just want to let you know, I think I've told you this before, but I'm just always very impressed with how courageous you are, and you're still in college right now, but the fact that you're even venturing out, trying to start a business in the middle of college and in the middle of a pandemic is like, it's so cool. Like, wow, you're just going for it. And you've always been, from knowing you as a Mosaic scholar and then as an intern, you're always ready to just put your foot forward and try something. And maybe it's not exactly what you want to do, but you try it and you go for it. And you're always so enthusiastic and you're willing to help people. You ask great questions. You're a go-getter. So I think those are all really awesome qualities to have, not only as an artist, but just as a business person. And I think that you are off to a great start, and you're just going to be so successful at whatever you put your hands to. But I think it's so cool that you've tried to start this media business. And I also wonder, what things so far have you learned along this journey that are just like, wow, I never would have thought of that before?
Just, earlier now that like this COVID stuff has been happening, it's been, basically tough for everybody, but many of us lost our jobs, and we were just like kind of in a lockdown position. We didn't know what to do. So I felt like if I just wasn't doing anything, what am I going to like learn from this experience? So I feel like all what happened this year has been a great, huge opportunity, not just for me, but so many other people. And like we were talking about, it was just taking that step forward, taking the risk, and just go for it. Like, what's there to lose, basically? So it's been, it's been a great experience. So it's been really fun what I've been doing. Of course, I want to do more. So like work with small businesses, either from here or anywhere else in the country or outside the country, possibly. Depends how everything grows with this business. But yeah, so it's just taking that risk, and like anybody can have opportunity just to do it.
And you've taken my photographs twice now. And that's been really fun. What other, have you collaborated or taken videos or professional photos for any artists in the community here?
Not yet. So I've mostly So anybody, I've been just like reaching out. So what I've been doing this year is just like reaching out to people like, I'm just doing photography. I would like just to practice. Like, it'd be nice to have you have social media content for yourself or either anything else, like a business professional headshot. So this would benefit you a lot, but also me. So always practicing, asking for people, asking for that outreach. And also that's been a huge help, like with me connecting with other people, or just networking, or other people connecting with other people, which has been really nice. So, and regarding like businesses doing video, I haven't done that yet. So with video, I've been doing like blogging, blogs, or even TikToks, reels. So those are nice as a startup, just to understand kind of like the editing process, the creating process. So
yeah,
that's been really fun. So I'm excited to do projects with small businesses if it's here or anywhere, like I said. So
yeah,
I've been, just to have that patience. So we all learn differently. So I've learning my speed helps me grow and just understand like just the small things. So yeah, it's really been really good. A lot of challenges when with photography. I think the biggest challenge I had was actually our first shoot with yours is during the midday. A huge factor was just the lighting. It was a huge factor. So that I had to play with post-editing. And I did a lot to work with that. But yeah, so small challenges like that are kind of nice to understand.
And do you have a business partner, or is this kind of just you?
So I've been doing it myself. So I've been doing it myself, or if I have like projects, any other creators I've been working with. So a big help kind of inspiring me, but also motivating me, have been friends I made at Carbon Stories. So I don't know if you have heard of them. They're a creative agency here in Grand Rapids. Their name is Carbon Stories. If you look it up, they do have a website, also social media. So thanks to them, they helped I have had connections with them. They gave me so many tips with photography, videos. And yeah, so they've been a big inspiration hanging out with them. So yeah.
Very cool. So another question for you, because you are still, you know, you're pretty young in your career and you're still figuring things out. I think all of us constantly are, no matter what age we are. But do you have, I know you said more videography stuff, but what, if you were to set goals for yourself, what do you really envision yourself doing a few years down the road? Like, what is your dream right now?
It's kind of hard to answer that question because throughout even high school, it's been hard to just to think about where am I going to be next year? So I've just been like I said, I've been super patient, seeing where things are going. Of course, I have goals and stuff. I do want to collaborate with other creators. Maybe probably make a short film because I like movies. So maybe make a sci-fi or, I don't know, a James Bond type of movie. I always love those type of movies. So a small project like those would be nice to have and just do. And those are goals to reach for.
Yeah.
And I do want to do more stuff like with Mosaic down the line.
Yeah.
With the symphony. That'd be very fun to do. Because I have had ideas, probably make a small docuseries or just small interviews with the Mosaic scholars. More of like a student film because my experience just being there. Kind of make a small student film of that program. So it'd be very nice that I always thought about. Yeah.
Very cool.
I'm just saying it step by step. I can't really.
Yeah. Oh, that's totally fine. Honestly, Ivan, when I was your age, I didn't really know what I wanted to do 100% at all. Like when I went into college, I was like, well, I really like music. I also really like science. So I tried to double major in biology and music. And after a year of that, I then was like, wow, I feel really overwhelmed. This is a lot. And I don't feel as passionate about biology, but I feel passionate about music. So I dropped the biology and I just continued with music. And I had no idea when I was your age that I would be working full-time at a symphony in management. No idea. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's sort of it's in my field, but you know, who would have known that this is where I would have ended up? So same with you. I think you and I have similarities in a lot of ways. I think you're good at a lot of things. You're good at communicating with people. You like connecting. You like stories, you like being creative, but you're also skilled in management and the business side of things. So we have a lot of that in common. And I think that's cool about a lot of artists that I've talked to in my podcast as well, is that a lot of artists in general are very multi-talented people, and they're not just a musician or just a photographer. They tend to have a lot of different side jobs. And they're just very well-rounded people who are good at so many things. So I think it's really exciting. And it's exciting to talk to you and see how you're growing in your career. And I think it'll be really fun to touch back with you in a few years and see what you're doing, because I think it's going to be really awesome.
Yeah. So going off of what you said, I totally relate, because I'm a person that always wants to do a lot of things. So I can't have that just mindset of like doing one thing or having that just not 9-to-5 standard working at a job factory. That's not me, because I feel like I know I have more potential than when if I just stay here, I don't grow from that. And I always think to myself, like, what am I doing to help other people? Like, I love helping other people. I love having fun. I love creating. I love music. I love doing this. So I always had my mindset. So yeah. It's been fun what I've been doing. Yeah, and I've enjoyed a lot doing the internship with you at the symphony. So it's been kind of more of a, what is it called? It kind of woke me up realizing my potential, and I just enjoyed a lot of things. And doing, I was more being in there, opened my mind. I became more self-aware with my skill sets and just having that freeness to do something. If it was like Mosaic, the Mosaic presentation, for example, that was so fun. I enjoyed doing that. So that was one of my favorite projects that I enjoyed working there at the symphony. Of course, we'll do it more in the future.
Yeah.
I can still, we'll still do it for sure. So, yeah. Yeah.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I think I thought I had one other, I'm trying to remember what my other question was for you.
Was it regarding the projects, I think?
Hmm. Well, another thing I've been asking a lot of my guests is if you have a funny story of like, I don't know. I just think it's fun to talk about funny stories in your work.
Yeah. Work experiences? I have a lot of funny stories. Well, I have a few. Yeah, probably there at the Symphony of Boston High School. A lot of things. So I can't really think of anything during my time at internship. Can you remember anything that was fun?
I mean, with your new, like, with your digital entrepreneurship stuff. So, like, for example, one of my funny stories is, so I teach violin lessons. I work full time at a symphony. I also play in a symphony that's different than the one I manage in. And I do weddings. So I'm like you, like, I'm doing like tons of different stuff. But one of my funny, I have many funny stories from like each of my little avenues. One of them is from a violin student who like accidentally threw her violin across the room in one of my lessons because she was excited. Really? She learned a song and then she spun around in a little dance and her violin flew out of her hand and flew 10 feet across the room and made a dent in the wall. So like, that's like a random thing that is just hilarious to me. But for you, for your photography, videography stuff, have you ever had an experience yet where you're like, I mean, it doesn't even have to be that funny or just like something that's random and you're like, wow, what just happened? Or like, well, wasn't expecting that. Or like with our photo shoot, like when you were taking my photos and the sun was just like so bad, so bright. You're like, well, I got to deal with this now.
Yeah. There was one instance, just I think it was funny. I was downtown and I was doing a photo shoot. Remember that mural area? They were on, I think it was Division Street. So there was one point where I parked the car and I was doing a photo shoot for a model. And I was just there on the sidewalk or just like on the road. And there's a cop that pulls up and he says, hey, you guys are not supposed to be here. And you can't park the car right there. And for me, because I thought it was pretty funny because he acted pretty serious. So I told him, hey, we're just doing a couple of shots. And I think that's a kind of a wild thing that happened. Nothing really too serious, but that was really fun. Regarding fun, I think there's other every issue is pretty different. So I've been having really fun working with the people I've been doing. So that's about it. I haven't really had like funny stories that really happened. So, but probably in the symphony, yes. Regarding what couple, I think we had like that time. I think was it when I got locked up in the porta potty.
You got locked. No, I don't remember this.
No. I think you. No. You sent me in there.
I sent you in to change the toilet paper, or was it like overflowing or something?
I don't know. You told me to fix it, and it was just a bad experience. It was just like so bad working there.
What? In the porta potty or with me?
No, just going in there. It was just so bad.
Yeah.
It was just piss place. It was a bad place. Yeah. I can't think of anything else.
You know, but that's the fun thing about, I think, work is that, you know, life happens, and it's funny to just like go with the flow and just reminisce about random things and have joy in life. So I'm excited to catch up with you again in a few years and see everything that you've learned, how you are navigating in your career and all the cool things that you're up to. Cause I think you'll have more funny stories for me. You'll be in a totally different place in a few years. And you'll look back on this moment and you'll be like, wow, I've just grown so much. But yeah. So to close it out, Ivan, this is the last question I've asked a lot of my podcast guests. and then we'll wrap it up. But why, especially now, do you think the arts, media, culture is so important in this time? Like, specifically now?
I feel like it's just a gateway of connections and a way just to connect with people. As we know, that music is very important. It affects so many things with culture, even the way, if there's words, how we can connect to them, or just even the music itself. So I think it's vital, for sure. It has a huge impact, probably the way we see the world, and just that connection part. That's what I believe.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I think the arts are, they just have a way of touching the human soul that is so different than anything else. And every artist has a different way of doing that. So each one of us is so crucial and important. And we have something different to offer the world. So just keep doing what you're doing. I think you are just such a talented person and an awesome human being. So thank you so much for being my guest today.
No, thank you.
And
can I say one more thing?
Yeah, you can say one more thing.
Okay, so I totally forgot. So I'm doing a new project. I'm developing a podcast. So I remember telling you about that.
Yeah.
So I'm doing, so it's me and three other college friends. I brought up, on one occasion when I did a photo shoot, I brought up about I wanted to make a podcast. So that's coming up. I'm doing like my first recording session this Sunday. So I'm excited for that. Cool. So I hope to have other people, other creators. So it's mostly going to focus on people like us, young adults, just trying to help them, you know, find resources, make it more of like an education podcast. So I'll for sure invite you and other people on.
Yeah, I would love to be on. That'd be super fun.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what I'm doing. So, that's basically it's new.
So again, let everyone know one more time how they can connect with you on your website, social media accounts.
So momentarily, I do not have a website. Probably soon I will. So they can hit me up on Instagram, Facebook, what else, LinkedIn. So as you can see here, but I'll say it again, it's Laboratory Media. So LabratoryMedia. I like to mostly like chit chat on Instagram with DMs, but also my page has my email. So I respond to emails as well. So anyway, awesome. If you guys want to contact me, we create, collaborate, and just have fun. Just whatever what they envision.
All right. And then this podcast will be on Anchor. It will be on, you can rewatch it on my Instagram, larissa.fall. It'll be as a, what do you call the, Instagram does reel. It's not going to be a reel. It's going to be a.
IG movie or something like that?
Yeah, a movie. I don't know what they call these.
Or
they
TV.
Keep updating
or
everything.
TV.
IGTV. So this video will be on IGTV. I'm going to put it on YouTube. At my YouTube channel, Larissa Fall. And then it's going to be on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, all the things. It's going to be everywhere. It's going to be awesome. So, oh yes, everyone's saying IGTV now. I feel really old now. I just feel like... Thanks so much for tuning in. We hope to see you at the next episode. If you'd like more information, check out my Instagram account at larissa.fall and visit my website, larissafall.com. Bye!